Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson says his job is to follow the will of the voters, and that's what he plans to do in response to the request for him to make a legal challenge to the voter-approved charter schools law. A group that includes Washington's largest teachers union has formally asked the state attorney general to challenge the constitutionality of the new law. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
The League of Women Voters and the Latino community organization El Centro de la Raza joined the request of the attorney general. The group lists seven elements of the charter school law it says violate the state constitution. Among those are the diversion of state funds and local levy dollars from existing public school districts to charter schools. The group holds that doing so is unconstitutional because charter schools would answer to private boards of directors, not elected school boards. And because when voters approved levies to fund public schools in years past, they didn't know charters may end up with some of the money. If the attorney general doesn't challenge the charter law, the union-led group says it will file its own lawsuit. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.